The core tips of our study, including that number one, serum zinc levels were higher in asthmatic children than in non-asthmatic children. However, the difference wasn't significant. Number two, serum ferritin levels were significantly higher in asthmatic children, which may be due to immunosuppressive properties. So, number three, serum ferritin shouldn't be considered in the diagnosis of iron deficiency anemia in asthmatic children, as our study yielded that there was a weak correlation, a weak non-significant correlation between ferritin and iron, and also a weak non-significant correlation between ferritin and hemoglobin. Number four, serum IgE shouldn't be applied to diagnose the severity of child with asthma, as it wasn't significant between stages or between severities of childhood asthma in our study. It wasn't different between mild and moderate and severe. Number five, further studies that track biomarkers such as ferritin during asthma progression are needed.